Are we ready?
Detach your
Everyone, please make sure you turn off your cell phones. Don't just turn them on vibrate or whatever, because that still messes with our taping of the meetings. And although Helen takes shorthand, sometimes we talk fast and he doesn't get everything, so it does help to have a taped message. Those of you who have walked in a little late, do you wish to speak tonight? You need to sign up, please. Clary, did you want to?
No.
Okay, I'm having a, I've got a different pair of glasses on tonight. item one, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, January 2, 2009, 6:30-something p.m. I don't...
December 2nd.
What'd I say? December 2, January? Well, you know. I'm moving along. Okay. Thank you. Item B on the agenda is approval of the revised minutes, and the revised minutes were tabled last meeting. Well, let's approve the agenda.
Move approval of the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Any discussion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Sorry I rushed through that. Item B on the agenda is approval of the revised minutes. You'll recall that we tabled item B in your packets because I had decided to pull out some of the discussion because it made for a long minutes, but we put it back in, and Mrs. Anderson, it might be appropriate if you approve the minutes.
Move approval.
All right.
Second.
Mr. Karpik. Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mr. Karpik. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Was there any discussion before that? Okay. Thank you. Approval of the minutes from the November 4 regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees. That's item C. Zach, is something making a noise or?
A little buzzing.
Okay. Item C in your packets.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Rausch. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item two on our agenda is communication from the audience. I would ask that each of you who stands, and I'll call your name in the order that you've signed up here, tell us your address, West Lafayette, Lafayette, wherever, so that we can clearly understand where you are and what you're speaking about. The first name on the agenda is Ann Coybo. Thank you. And we're asking everyone to keep their comments to 3 minutes or under. So you can just go on and on for 3 minutes.
My name is Ann Coybo, and I live at 116 Glen Court in West Lafayette. I am in favor of the referendum. I am a retiree on a fixed income who has personally benefited from our outstanding school corporations as a retired employee and a parent of 2 West Lafayette graduates. Our graduates and their families often speak of the benefits attained while attending West Lafayette schools. The school board has done everything possible to maintain the excellence of our schools. It has worked successfully with the West Lafayette City Administration and Redevelopment Commission for assistance in school projects. It has talked to legislators, lobbied to change the school formula, but not enough help is available, partly because we are a high-performing school corporation, which works with and supports all types of students from the challenge to the high achieving ones. All of our students from all academic abilities and all socioeconomic levels count in the statistics of our schools. The only option left to maintain our high performing schools for all of our students in our community is a referendum to have a source of additional money. presently, the West Pocket Community School Corporation cannot get additional revenue in any other way. Should the funding situation change and the referendum approved, the board can elect not to utilize referendum taxes. Our community wants to continue to maintain the excellence of the schools in order to provide opportunities for all of the students. Just as businesses reluctantly need to increase rents or prices to increase their revenue so that they will be able to maintain their services and products, the school corporation does not want to increase taxes, but presently there are no other options. The schools have to rely on state funding and taxes. And I would encourage the businesses to work with the legislature to change the school funding formula. If the economy is on an upswing, as we hope, the amount needed through the referendum can decrease, particularly if more income is generated through sales tax and more income is passed on to the school. However, we will still be hampered by our funding index. Here again, I would encourage businesses to work with the legislature to change the school funding formula. The size of the West Lafayette School Corporation is ideal. It helps to provide opportunities for all types of students to reach their potential. It strives to serve all students. The corporation is fortunate to have outstanding faculty, motivated students, involved parents, and supportive community, and above all, a school board which has explored all options to maintain our quality schools. I am willing to pay additional taxes to support the future of our school corporation for the generation of future students and for the benefit of the community.
Thank you. John Basham?
Madam President, I'd like to pass on if I could right now. Let somebody else go ahead of me.
Okay.
So you'd like to speak later as opposed to now?
It's okay with you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd really rather you'd speak now in the order that you signed up.
Well, everybody else is shaking their head on the board, that's okay. So you're in control, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm John Basham, Basham Rentals here at the university. I have no idea what I'm going to say. But I'm not asking you to appeal to turn this referendum down. I'm begging you.
Now, Mr. Basham, did you give us your address?
1450 West, 500 South.
Sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. You know, I'd be willing to pay a little bit of tax, too, an extra tax, if it was level ground. Every one of you up there know. Maybe I ought to make a couple of deposits into your emotional bank account if I can withdraw. But I can't. I'm very upset, and so are other people in here that will not speak tonight. Because if you want to raise a couple extra taxes, I can do that, too. It's going to cost me $2.1 million extra for 7 years. Cry me a little river, rich boy. I'm not rich. I just got money in and money out. I pay $700,000 a year in property tax. Now you want me to pay an extra $300,000 a year. I'm not against the West Lafayette School Corporation. I've given and given and given to this school corporation. I've given to your programs, to your calendars, and I give back. But why close the opportunity to give back to charities? I don't understand it. You had an opportunity. You had 150 kids from the married student that know you shifted your conduct, and I know you have an answer for them. And I'm not speaking by for a piece of paper. I'm just going extemporaneous, but I'm upset that you can ping me on my 3 minutes. It's just amazing. Talk to a friend of mine. I'll get Jeff Coach tonight. It's amazing. Amazing that you could ask for this extra money at this time. I spoke against the Lafayette Council, the 9 people. I finally got them to turn their heads about NEPDES, National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, Phase 2, Stormwater Quality. The timing is wrong. I know you're looking for extra revenue streams. Being on County Council, I do too. But this is just not in our toolbox at this time. It doesn't work. And I'm being kind. I really am. Because I can really be upset and I can really come out with a lot of stuff that I'd be sorry. My wife told me to be kind tonight. And I said, I will be kind. And I'm not speaking from a piece of paper. But all I can do is ask you, share some of the pain. Because you're going to try to pass this on that the people in 2007, your taxes are not going to be any higher. But you get a homestead credit. You get a homestead credit and you get all these other credits. So your extra, if you go from 73, which you probably won't, but if you do the $730 extra a year on your property taxes, it's up on a mountain time to get your credits, $150. I'd be willing to chip in $150. I'll give you a check tonight for $40,000 if you want to go back to the SOS. It's just wrong at this time. I'm not against the West Lafayette School Corporation. But you got Tiffany School Corporation, who are suffering. You got Lafayette School Corporation. You got Christian School Corporation. You got Faith Baptist. And all these people are pulling in. But it doesn't seem like that in West Lafayette. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, consider this referendum before you pass it on. Because there's businesses that don't even know they're going to be impacted. If this thing passes, I'm going to pull out all the stops. I will register my 800 college Purdue students to vote. Thank you kindly. Have a blessed evening.
Okay. Thank you, John. Judy?
Judy Reckberger.
Reckberger?
Yes.
Thank you, Judy. Address, please.
Lines as John. I live in 1201 Wiley Drive, walking distance from Happy Hollow School, that I would have expected the reader board outside to have a sign saying that there was a tax referendum meeting tonight. I'm upset about that, as well as a number of other things that John has already mentioned. First of all, I want to say I'm not against West Lafayette schools by any means. I'm all for little Johnny and little Susie. I've been an educator myself since 1971 and proud of it, public school teacher. If we were all to share the tax burden, I can understand it, but the burden is falling on the small business person. And my fear is that you guys are not looking forward enough to understand the long-term impact on the economics, on the economy of West Lafayette. If you look at one of these sheets that Diane reluctantly took from me today as I ran off, the impact on small businesses is going to be absorbed by all of us. And if those consumer goods and services cannot be absorbed by the community, those businesses are going to have to relocate. And what is going to be the value of that real estate when Mr. and Mrs. Tire and Rubia Flowers and other small businesses in this community cannot absorb this kind of outrageous. You can't just send, you know, throw more money to solve a problem. I don't, you know, this whole economic stimulus stuff we don't have to get into, but you can't always just throw money to solve the problem. I taught my kids that from the moment they were born, or attempted to. So, you know where I'm coming from. Personally, my taxes on my home went down. I would have been happy to pay, I didn't expect to pay any less, and I would have paid more as someone who lives here. But I do not want all of my rental properties to go up in tax. I already pay like $3,600 on a two-bedroom, two-bath condo in West Lafayette. That's obscene. It's obscene. And to think that that would go up even more. We're not in Chicago or Manhattan. Okay.
Thank you, Judy. And I would like to say that I told you the reason I reluctantly took that is because I didn't have time to look at it before the meeting.
You don't have to look at it tonight.
Okay.
But I would appreciate that you bother to look at it.
Well,
because
I certainly will.
Because the propaganda that came out from West Lafayette School did not give the whole picture.
Okay,
it
thank
only
you.
Gave the West Lafayette side.
Thank you.
Can we ask for clarification? Would that be all right?
Sure.
I'm just curious, of the, how much did you say you pay on your two-bedroom, two-bathroom condo?
$3,600.
And do you know what percentage of that goes to the schools and what percentage of it goes to just the city and the
That happens
county?
To be in West Lafayette, but not the West Lafayette School District.
Okay.
So, my point is, in West Lafayette, the taxes are already high enough.
Okay. So do you have property in our taxing district?
Yes, I do. Do I need to list the properties?
No, I was just curious.
Yes, I do. Okay. I said that. I have multiple rental properties
in the district. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Sally Byrne.
I'm here. I'm speaking in behalf of the referendum.
Address, please.
Sorry, 824 Broadway, West Lafayette. So we chose to live in West Lafayette, even though the taxes were higher than we knew to, because of the reputation of schools. And we have four biological children who range from the brightest to third solid students. And then we have four special needs student children. And we were urged to have them go to county schools because we were told that West Lafayette schools really were only going to be able to deal with the biological children and their gifted educational needs. We decided to go ahead with the three adopted children in schools in West Lafayette just to see what would happen. And I decided I pulled them out the minute that I thought that their needs weren't being met. I can tell you that that never happened, that not only the commitment on the part of all of the West Lafayette teachers, but their school and expertise dealing with special needs children was amazing. I also am a small business owner, a learner until I retire, and I have to say that for my small business, the school system in West Lafayette and the reputation was absolutely critically important being able to recruit people from either coast to move to West Lafayette and work in our business. And so I would have to say that the schools in West Lafayette, the reputation is critically important. And if you decide to go ahead with the referendum, I will support it and I will do everything I can to have it passed. But as far as this evening's question about whether or not we should go forward, I think the residents, the people who live here, have to be able to vote on what they're going to choose. Are they going to choose to have class sizes of 45 or be merged into the county or the Lafayette school system? Or are we going to do what needs to be done to ensure that the school stays as excellent as we can?
Thank you, Sally. Amy French, please don't forget your address.
612 Eaton Street.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to thank the board and Rocky for everything they've done to get community input on this issue, all of the open public forums and the letters that were sent out asking to come speak to neighborhood groups and everything else. I think that you have gone above and beyond the call of duty in your outreach to educate people on the issue and to ask for their input, and I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy. Vicki Weasty.
3417. Thank you. This is difficult. There's several things here that are being completed that I'd like to try to separate out. We're caught in a perfect storm of terrible circumstances. We're caught in a bad recession. We are deeply, deeply enmeshed in a political culture that frowns on, put it mildly, taxation. And we're caught in a swift turn of events in our taxation policy at the legislative level that has had some unforeseen consequences that have put school corporations across the state into completely unforeseeable lines that they are being asked to deal with without any help from the state. This crisis was not of the making of the schools. This is not about decisions that were made about students being allocated across boundaries 15 years ago. It's not about how buildings were built or torn down. This is about property tax reform in 2007 and shifting the general fund away from the property taxes and to the sales tax right in time for the worst recession in 70 years. In 70 years.
And I'm also becoming aware that one of the things the legislature did, or perhaps failed to do, was to make sure that the burden of taxation was spread more fairly between homeowners and businesses. And I have to say, I'm actually standing here feeling a little bit of sympathy for the small businesses and, oh my God, the rental property owners, because I really don't think they are being treated fairly, but not by the school corporation, by the state. That's who their grievance is with. But we can't solve that problem for them. What we have to do is decide as a school corporation how we're going to keep our doors open. And I'm sorry, Mr. Basham, we have to proceed with putting this referendum on the ballot and giving the community a chance to decide whether this is an appropriate policy for us to adopt at this point, because as the Homeless Reform Study has shown in mind-numbing statistical detail, we are not going to be able to... We're simply not going to be able to keep going. And it's not what we invested in when we came here. It's not what those of us who have, you know, those of you who have spent your lives here, been here for generations, have built up here. It will not be here in a matter of a year or two or three. And that's what's appalling. That's what's frightening. And I'm still amazed that the legislature and the governor think that's good public policy for education. I don't think it is. I don't think it's good public policy for business to be shouldering the burden the way that it's being asked to. But we heard it from Senator McKinley that the only option for the schools was to go for a local tax referendum. So I really think we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And this is the only option we have. None of us could think of anything else to do. But I will honestly say that I will support tax reform at the state level. And Mr. Basham, I will put my name on any petition that you want to address to the governor, because I really agree that this isn't fair. It's not right. But I also hope that there's a way that you'll understand that the burden isn't going to be quite as bad as you think. And that's the only thing.
Thank you, Vicki. John Bergen, and your address, please.
510 Main Street, Lafayette, Indiana. I've been a lawyer in this county 46 years, and the first time the guy at McDonald's in West Lafayette to see me asked me, can you afford fries with that? I'm sure all the
articles... Can you do what?
Can you afford fries with that? I'm sure all the arm twisting's been done. What happens here tonight's been agreed on for days. I think that there's a number of things that haven't been said, or at least loudly enough. You're going to readily admit, I'm sure, that the owners of a large majority of the property and the assessed valuation of the school district are not even allowed to vote in your referendum. Your actions are going to cost my family well in excess of $100,000. And it's going to cost us a lot more than that in reduction of the value of the properties that we own in West Lafayette. Because you can imagine that nobody wants to buy a property that's got an undue tax burden on it. The value of all West Lafayette homes is going to suffer because of this referendum. You can say what you want to about the school corporation and how good it is, but I guess I'm here as the ghost of Christmas future to tell you what's going to happen in this city. While Purdue on 11/21, November 21, said they target $30 million in cuts in response to an anticipated shortfall in the next 2 years, and while the Tiffany School Corporation said yesterday in the paper, they warned the cuts could be coming with them discussing wage freeze, staff and benefit reduction. Regardless of unemployment rates in excess of 10%, and the fact that other school corporations, agencies of government, and businesses are preparing to take drastic measures to meet hard times, you're knowingly prepared to heap large burdens on an already struggling economy in the city. I hope that each of you on the board is readily prepared to explain to West Lafayette why we no longer have an MCL restaurant, where service clubs can have meetings, or where folks can go before basketball games over to Purdue. MCL saw their assessment rise by $1 million, more than $1 million, this last year. And why would they choose to stay in West Lafayette, Indiana, if you dump an additional $65,000 to $100,000 in taxes on them over the next 7 years? You can talk to Jesse File and ask him about that. I hope each of you is going to be prepared to explain to elderly people in West Lafayette why there's no longer an Arnett Urgent Care over Cumberland and Salisbury. They've got all kinds of vacancies because of after moving into the new hospital space. It'd be very easy for them to say, we're not going to spend that kind of money on increased taxes. We'll just move back into Lafayette. It's not that much further. People can go to Lafayette for the services we now provide. They just occupy some of their vacancies. What are you going to say when State Farm finally decides, instead of paying an additional $500,000 in taxes, to close their regional offices and to eliminate hundreds of jobs in the area and give their building to Purdue or some other tax exempt? Take a huge income tax write-off. People are going to wonder where all those jobs went. The referendum is likely going to bankrupt businesses. One that comes to mind is international sports clubs out there. They're going to have an additional $175,000 to $250,000 in already burgeoning real estate taxes. There's a lot of other businesses. How many old faces in West Lafayette like Bruno's? The Purdue Exponent, Sparkle Tone Dry Cleaners, JL Records, Mr. and Mrs. Tire, Ace Hardware, Dog and Suds, the bookstores, and others are going to fall victim to your refusal to budget in tough times here. Someone needs to advise your taxpayers that those few businesses who try to survive the referendum are going to have to increase their prices substantially in an effort to stay in the black, which of course may just very well drive people across the bridge to Lafayette and ultimately cause failures of the business here on this side of the river. Mall tenants who have to pay CAMs on triple net leases are simply going to bail out. They're not going to renew, or they're going to default in their leases and leave the owners without income with which to pay taxes. Property values, commercial property in West Lafayette are going to free fall because few buyers will be interested in subjecting themselves to the additional tax burden of this referendum. Taxes are already high. This referendum is just icing on the cake. You've got the stormwater assessments, which are down the road, and you've got ordinances and things which have been largely unfriendly to new businesses in West Lafayette. You know, the Department of Development might as well close the doors and save some tax dollars over there in City Hall. The Arnett Muldrow strategic plans, I sat and listened to them for 3 hours the other evening about all the plans people wanted in West Lafayette for the next 15 years. Those things are never going to happen. They can't afford to happen. It's not in the realm of possibility. You're going to see assessed values of the properties, commercial properties, and the real estate, the residential real estate, fall. And that's going to further complicate your budget in the next 7 years. Everybody, I think everybody that has any commercial properties probably appealed or in the process of appealing the assessments now because they see this coming. Finally, landlords, large and small, are going to be forced to discontinue much of the cosmetic improvements of rental properties and the maintenance and so forth that you've seen in recent years, and everybody's applauding because there just won't be money to do it. A lot of these properties are leveraged, they've got large mortgages, and there simply is not going to be the money to do it if you increase taxes. It's clear from the federal taxes and the benefit mandates are going to drain taxes from businesses over the next several years, at the federal level, and tighter commercial lending practices are going to make it prosper for business.
Can you bring this to a close? You've gone over the 3 minutes, thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, I don't expect to see tumbleweed along Sagamore Parkway for the next several years. I think you're going to see vacancies like the old Kmart, like the old motel place down on Northwestern. And I guess tragically, when the lawsuits and the appeals and so forth spawned by the referendum are finally over, it'll be too late for those businesses in the West Lafayette School Tax District, which either fail or immigrate out of the district to avoid the...
Okay, thank you. And I just wonder if you have spoken to all of the people personally that you are speaking for this evening, that you have mentioned... that will be okay. Thank you. That's all I want to know. That's all I wanted to know is whether or not you had spoken to those people for whom you are speaking. If there is anyone else who would like to address the board, Sonia Marjoram, and your address, please.
112 Seminole Drive. I would also like to thank the board for your very open discussion on this matter, especially the expert opinions that we've gotten from Larry Ford and Mr. Holmes. I think it's been extremely helpful. And I think the question really before the board is, what will happen if we don't pass the tax referendum? And that really hasn't been discussed. And some of the horror stories that you are talking about could also be the result of not passing the referendum and finding that people do not want to locate in West Lafayette because they no longer have a viable school system. And they know that Purdue will have a tougher time recruiting people. That's one of the big recruiting tools. And companies in the research park are going to have a harder time recruiting people. So I think the issue is what will happen if we don't do it, and how can we lay the grounds for the future so that we can get on a good financial basis. My taxes have gone down. I'm perfectly willing to pay more, so are my neighbors, even though I don't have any children in the schools, which is not the issue. It's not whether we have children or not children in the schools, but what value do we put on education, and what will it do for the community if we don't pass this master. So I am fully in favor.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak to the board this evening about any agenda item? All right, thank you.
Yeah, can I interject? I'd just like to say I appreciate everyone's input. The board, I think, is really here to get input and get information from everyone who has an interest in this issue. And I'd like to request that if anyone had written comments, if they would be willing to give us a copy so that those can be recorded and kept with us in case we want to go back and review them. And we can put them in the minutes as a record of what some of the written statements were, if anyone has one they'd like to leave. Is that all right with everybody?
Sure, it's fine with me. Yeah.
Thank you.
I actually want to give that to Helen, and then she can make copies for us.
Yeah, and then she'll give us copies, yeah.
Thank you.
And we can put them with the minutes.
We'll put those in the minutes, sir. Anything else? All right. The next item on the agenda is unfinished business. I have none. Item 4 on the agenda is new business, and it is the referendum question resolution. This is item D in your packet. I'm going to do something before you make a recommendation here. I'll move out of the way.
Kind of feel like a referee in a basketball game. Depends on which side of the bleachers you're on, the ball can go either way. Just something to think about after a Greek win last night. And how about those West Lafayette football teams? I think there's some misperceptions here, and maybe I'm wrong, as I have been before. But this board is not here tonight to decide to have a referendum. I hope you're understanding. They don't make that decision. You as a community, you make that decision. It's not them. It's not this school district. We've been handed something from the legislature that Larry DeBoer and Dave Humbles have worked so hard to present. And yet I have yet to hear one piece of data that challenges anything that they have said. For instance, I got an email today from an employer, a business owner, who I respect, saying he's going to lay off 18 people if this happens to him. Well, I have a question. Why would you lay off 18 people when, one, you don't even know what the impact is? Two, this is several years down the road before anything would kick in, if it were approved. And three, how would you even know if it's approved unless the voters decide? I don't even know how you can make a decision you're going to lay off 18 people if this was approved today. I have trouble with that kind of data analysis. So I just want to give you my thoughts, and then I'll make a recommendation to the board, and it's the board's decision whether or not to move forward with this, or if they need more data. It's their decision. It's their decision to put it into the hands of the community, is what I'm trying to say. So I have up here, students are our number one priority. Academic excellence is the hallmark of our corporation. And I believe public education is a shared resource and responsibility. When the state took over general funds, it took the control away. And when people say to me, if the business is closed, it's going to impact you, there's no longer. And so we have one revenue source, and that's the state. And that is not, as Larry and David said, it is a state funding formula. Just to give you a little background, I can read all this. I have 12 slides, and I'll be done, so I'll move pretty quickly. But in May, we received a petition of 414 patrons. They came to us and asked us to study a tax referendum impact. They came to us, and that was the request of 414 patrons. So I went to Dr. DeBoer, I went to Dr. Humbles, and I begged them, I pleaded with them, please God, I asked them very nicely, and they graciously agreed to give up their summer, volunteer their time, and do the data. And across that wall, that's their data. And I have about 20 more of those big boards in my office. I just didn't put them all here. Since the start of school, we've had 3 community forums to give people input, and I've asked the question, what other ideas do you have? Besides this, give us a viable idea that helps us with the $3 to $6 million shortfall that David and Larry have come up with in their study. So we provided many presentations, parent-teacher councils, been to business groups. We sent out 4,100 brochures about inviting them to attend the November 18th forum. We also put in that brochure that tonight the board would be making a possible decision on whether or not to move forward with the referendum. So I do think that our patrons have known, it's been in the paper, that tonight we were going to do this. I do apologize that it wasn't on the sign, but I think that we have tried to communicate very well what would be happening this evening. At the community forums, both Dr. Humbles and Dr. DeBoer have indicated that business owners and landlords have not received the tax reform like property owners have received. And we are very sensitive to that data. They have said that. And there is one board up there that talks about those that don't get homestead credits, what an impact of a referendum would be. So we are very sensitive to that. Now I want to emphasize the second line. This referendum question is not a school board or a school district decision. It is not. We cannot decide tonight to raise your taxes. It is not within our power or capability to make that decision. It's merely a question for the community as a whole to determine. It is up to this community to decide whether or not it wants to move forward with this idea, or if it doesn't. And so I believe in the democratic process, and I believe that it should be given to our community to decide, if you will, our fate, our future, whatever you want to call it. At community forums, I have asked for viable alternatives. I have asked for other ideas, and I'm going to go through some of those ideas. Also, I would say to business owners that you'll have to judge whether or not your business will be more harmed by a moderate tax increase if approved by the community, or if the deterioration of the schools will have a greater impact on your business. I think that's a question to ask, because I know that businesses have used our school district to sell patrons, get people in. I've had business owners tell me that. The referendum text, and our attorney's here to help us to ensure that we're staying on task with Indiana code, but the text looks like this. Unfortunately, we have no leverage or leeway with that requirement. It has to be posed this way. For the 7 calendar years immediately following the holding of the referendum, shall the corporation impose a property tax rate that does not exceed, and there needs to be an amount in there, on each $100 of $100 of assessed valuation, that is in addition to the school's corporation normal tuition support tax rate. Notice the language shall not exceed. That means that there's great flexibility to that. So if the economy approves in 2 years and the state gives us a windfall, maybe you don't need the referendum. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen 7 years from now? But I know the data now and the projections now. And so we have to go with the data that we have at hand. So one of the things that I've been discussing is the thought that if we move forward with the referendum question, and if a community would support it, why not consider a financial advisory committee comprised of our business folks, our landlords, our patrons, and have them every year work with the superintendent to look at the funding formula and make recommendations. So that every year there could be a decision on what, if any, rate not to exceed should be considered, should the funding formula not be better, should the legislators not do something different. Because every 2 years this changes. So it's very hard to project what we're going to need 7 years from now, but I have to use the experts, I have to use David and Larry to help make and drive that decision, because they crunch the numbers, they have the data, they are the experts. Also, I want to emphasize, by putting together an advisory committee, that would help us ensure that we continue to have annual input from our community and from those of you that have valid concerns. We are concerned about the businesses, we are concerned about the landlords, we are concerned about our school district, and I don't want this school district to fail. And as superintendent, I would be doing the school district a disservice if I allowed this school district to fail based upon the data that I have from David and Larry. Now, I've had many emails today. It's been very interesting. A lot more emails than I usually get, which is kind of interesting, because I get a lot of emails. But a couple of the emails have said, please consider other revenues. And I keep asking, what other revenues? What other revenues do you want us to consider? So here are some that we have tried throughout the couple of years I've been here, or those that have brought up some ideas in the forum. Have only homeowners or parents fund a referendum question. Indiana code does not allow that. Everyone has to share in that responsibility, but we also share in the results of a great education. Charge only parents tuition. Charge them like $1,000. Indiana code doesn't allow us to do that. We are required to give a free and appropriate education. Another thing we're allowed to charge is what's called for consumables, things you have to replace, like books, reeds. Again, band director, I have to throw that in. Reeds. Because it's consumable. Charge more tuition to out-of-district students. Well, the State Board of Accounts and Form 515 won't allow us to do that. We have to calculate each year what the actual cost of this is, and then we have to charge that amount to the students that are out of district, and we have to turn that into the state, and the state has to verify. Now, the question has come up, if the community were to approve a referendum question, The folks within the West Lafayette School District will be funding more than those outside the district, and that's not true. Form 515 will allow us to assess the additional costs that we put into our school district, and those will also be passed on to transfer tuition folks. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that. I've had someone tell me sell property. And so there is just one little piece of property that there was one time a school standing on. We got a gym right now. But this is a one-time event, and it doesn't give you continual revenue. And I think, as most businesses would say, you need continual revenue to survive. If you don't have continual revenue, it doesn't make a lot of sense to give up an asset. Also, there's some thought that the money that you would derive from the selling, you might have to put back into the fund that you took the money out of to buy it. So I'm still checking on that to determine whether or not that's factual. Other ideas, increase state funding. I'd love to do that. I've been working on that since I've been here. 2 years ago, I was in this very room making the same presentation about we need to figure out how to increase our state funding. We have asked and we will continue to ask. But as Larry has so eloquently presented, funding formula since 1993 has been driving us down on cost per pupil, and that's going to continue to happen. Unless they change the funding formula, and it hasn't changed since 93. Question is, use money from other funds. Don't use construction money. Don't use money that you put classrooms up with, etc. State Board of Accounts, Indiana Code, does not allow us to do that. We're not allowed to take construction money or transportation money and move it into general fund. And we've been working on that, but we're not allowed to do that. Reduce the number of operating days. That was my idea. I wanted to go to a shorter calendar. I don't know if you remember that idea. Add 35 minutes of the school day. Go from 180-day school year to 165-day school year. We save almost $200,000 in operational costs. State said I couldn't do it. But I thought it was an interesting idea. And then seek out grants and donations. We've done that. Thank God for the SOS campaign, the $207,000 to save foreign teachers. But as Dave Humbles has said in his presentation, that's about 20 times short of what this school district needs in the coming year. And so everyone worked very hard to get the $207,000. You know, if you get that up 20 times to the level, it's going to be very, very difficult. Here's the historical view of general fund. Now, think about it from a business standpoint. Every year, our costs have gone up. Health costs, insurance costs, properties, or utilities, commodities, different things. Our costs continue to go up, but here's what the funding formula continues to do to our general fund. You can see that in 2005, and I'm sorry it's so small, we were about $13.8 million with everything, and that includes transfer, tuition, I mean everything. This year we're projecting to be around $13 million in 2009. So that's quite a decrease, and you can see basically what the funding formula does to us every 2 years. And according to David and Larry's data, that's going to continue to do that. And so our costs continue to go up. This continues to go down. We're headed for a train wreck that this corporation will not survive if this continues to happen. And that's what we're faced with. That's the data. I'm not talking from my heart. I'm not talking from anything other than the analysis and the data that has been given to us, and that's what I'm trying to use to drive the decision. I want to make it very clear that the School Board of Trustees, by their oath, as well as Indiana Code, and the superintendent have the responsibility to look at every resource to maintain programs within the school corporation. That's why these folks were elected. That's why they hired me, is to ensure that we do what's best for our students. What is best for our students? Is it best for our students to be in a classroom of 40? Is it best that we cut programs? Is it best that we reduce staff? Or is it best that we continue to give them the most excellent education that we can? That's what drives my decision, the data and what's best for our kids. Now remember that the general fund, before the state took over general fund, local tax dollars of that $13.8 million, now down to $13 million, about $9.5 million came from local property tax. $9.5 million. Now, with the state taking over the general fund, that's zero. Not enough. A moderate referendum levy, if approved by the board, or approved by the voters, I should say, We'll look at about half of that based upon the study done by DeVore and Hummels. They indicated a moderate referendum question approved by voters could return approximately $3 to $4 million back to the general fund if needed. And I would say if needed, because it could be much less than that if we don't need it. And that wouldn't start until maybe 2011 or 2012, depending upon what happens with the economy and what happens with our school district. But less than half of what was originally supported by local property taxes is what's been suggested by the experts, by David and Larry in their study. And again, so far I have not received any other data to suggest otherwise. So here's what I think is at stake that this community needs to consider. Businesses, landlords, property owners, teachers, students, school board administrators. I think the quality of education of our children is at stake. I believe that. I think local economic development is at stake. I disagree with the idea that folks are going to move out of the school district because if we have a moderate increase in a tax level. I believe that that could help businesses' economic development because I know private firms, businesses, Purdue, they use West Lafayette schools to sell this community. I hear it all the time. And I have people coming in wanting brochures to get that information so that they can get it to their businesses, so they can attract employers or employees, et cetera. Property values, according to David's study of 11,000 properties, we pay a 12 to 19% premium and own a house in West Lafayette. And the West Lafayette houses have held value in a recession, according to their study, on an average of $55,000 for an average house. Now, here's the question I would ask. Will that continue with the school district that has rising enrollment and continuing reductions in staff and cutting programs? I suggest that it doesn't, and that's based upon some of the data that I've looked at in other school districts. We've heard from the community forums a couple of things. We want to keep our schools at the level of academic excellence, and some of them even said, and even more so, keep it at a preeminent level. We've heard some say that by maintaining our excellent schools, we'll continue to attract patrons, Purdue professors, business developments, students, or flight to quality, because I think that's one of the reasons we had such a sharp rise in enrollment this year, is because there's a flight to quality. And maintain or possibly improve property values, which helps everyone. This is not a school district issue. School district, in my opinion, helps the community. So we need also, though, to be sensitive to our businesses and our landlords. We do need to be sensitive to that. I do understand that. Therefore, I recommend to the board that they approve a tax referendum question resolution, and the question should contain an amount not to exceed 43 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. The reason that I've landed on this amount is because I have a short long-term funding committee. I've listened to Larry and David in multiple discussions. I've talked with businesses, owners, and I know there's some concern about this. I've talked to residents, and I've talked to a variety of other folks that are involved with funding, and I think that that gets us to the level that we need based upon the data. Should we absolutely need that level, but I'm committed to ensuring that we don't get to that level if we get new funding, if we get the state to change what they're doing, etc. This is about a dollar a day for the average homeowner. Should our community support something like this, and should we ever get to that level? Remember, it's not to exceed. So it's very difficult to figure out what you're going to need by year 7. But if the funding formula continues to do what it's doing, and unless we can get the funding formula to turn around or come up with additional revenue, then we're going to have to consider to make sure that we have enough to look at to maintain our school district. And I would be amiss not to use the expert's recommendation in this, because that's what I asked them to do. So I would emphasize this, that this would be a decision made not by the board, not by me, but by this community, by each and every one of you that live within West Lafayette and you're a registered voter. It would be up to you. It would be up to this community whether or not to support that question. And I leave you with this quote: excellent education costs, but it also pays.
and I truly believe that. So before I end it and turn it over to the board, I want to give some thank yous. I want to thank Dr. Dave Hummels and Dr. Larry DeVore for their hard work and for giving up their time and their talent and their energy to give us the data to help us drive the decision that we needed for our school district, and I think they deserve a big round of applause. There is a short long-term funding action team, and some of those members are here. I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank our technology specialists who have been with me through thick and thin, trying to help us with the community forum. Thank you, guys. I want to thank our staff, our officers, our central office staff. They've been putting up with my craziness over the last 4 months, and I deeply appreciate all that they've done. I'd like to thank the community members who have opened up their homes and businesses to allow me to come in and present the data and answer questions. I'd like to thank our community staff and volunteers who helped with the mailers, messages, and forums. I'd like to thank our parent councils who have allowed me to come in and talk to our parents. And I'd like to thank the Education Foundation, parents, and community for the SOS campaign. Thank you, everyone, and now I'll turn it over to the board with my recommendation.
We have before us the referendum question resolution, Exhibit D. Do we want to read this?
Up to you.
Okay. Whereas Indiana Code 204618, as amended, permits a public school corporation to adopt a resolution to place a referendum under Indiana Code 20-46-1 as amended on the ballot if the governing body of the school corporation determines that the school corporation cannot, in a calendar year, carry out its public education duty unless it imposes a referendum tax levy under Indiana Code 20-46-1 as amended, and whereas the Board of School Trustees of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, being the governing body of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, Tippecanoe County, Indiana, has determined that based on current revenue calculations for the years 2011 through and including 2018, the school corporation will not be able to carry out its public educational duty unless it annually imposes a referendum tax levy of up to, but not to exceed, 43 cents per 100 assessed value per year starting 2011 through and including 2018 in accordance with Indiana Code 20-46-1 as amended. And whereas based on the foregoing, the board now desires to adopt a resolution to place a referendum under Indiana Code 20-46-1 as amended on the ballot with the information set forth in this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of School Trustees of West Lafayette Community School Corporation, Tippecanoe County, Indiana, as follows. Section 1, it is hereby determined that based on current revenue calculations for the years 2011 through and including 2018, the school corporation will not be able to carry out its public educational duty unless it annually imposes a referendum tax levy of up to, but not to exceed, 43 cents per 100 AV per year starting 2011 through and including 2018, in accordance with Indiana Code 20-46-1. As amended. Section 2. There shall be placed on a ballot to be considered in a referendum of the registered voters residing in the geographical boundaries of the school corporation to be held in 2010 the following question. For the 7 calendar years immediately following the holding of the referendum, shall the school corporation impose a property tax rate that does not exceed 43 cents on each $100 of assessed valuation, and that is in addition to the school corporation's normal tuition support tax rate? Section 3. The superintendent of the school corporation is hereby authorized to certify a copy of this resolution to the Tippecanoe County Council in accordance with Indiana Code 2046-1, as amended. Section 4. Any officer of the school corporation, the superintendent, and/or the CFO be and hereby is authorized, empowered, and directed on behalf of the school corporation to take any and all action as such persons deem necessary or desirable to effectuate the foregoing resolutions, and any such actions heretofore made or taken be and hereby are ratified and approved. I guess the next step is for someone to make a motion concerning this referendum question resolution.
I move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Rausch. Discussion. And I encourage any school board member who wishes to speak to do so at this time. David?
Yeah, I'd like to speak. I'm speaking on as an individual here, but sitting up here in front of the board, and I've attended many or all of the community forums and have listened to a lot of input from the community. And I think it's important to just give members of the community a sense of how a board member, at least this board member, sort of looks at this situation. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how I sort of determine my support for this initiative, and also speak to what I see as our responsibilities with respect to this. This is a difficult decision, certainly from a timing standpoint. I mean, we're asking for support from individuals and institutions during the Great Recession, as it's now being called. It's not easy to do that, but there is no greater responsibility for a school board than funding issues. I mean, as I see it, and it's incumbent upon us to fulfill those. And I think as I assess the reality of our financial situation, I have looked hard at our school budgets over the last 2 years during my board service, and I understand the measures that this school corporation has taken and during this time frame in light of declining state support. I've listened to members of the community and reflected upon those comments, and I appreciate the input of everyone from the business community and otherwise. As I say, I've attended the recent forums. I have closely reviewed the Hummel's DeBoer report. We've discussed the forward-looking assumptions from that report, the analysis and conclusions within that report. And I'm also drawing upon 30 years of experience of doing strategic planning and capital formation work with privately held companies and a number of educational service organizations. So, you know, I feel like I have a good perspective on this. You know, as I look at how to why I'm supporting this initiative, you know, I take into consideration why we are here, and there's been mention of this tonight. I mean, the Hummel's DeBoer study clearly establishes the details in this regard. I mean, this is a state revenue problem, a revenue problem for this district that has become significantly more serious, and undoubtedly it requires immediate attention. You know, we're proposing this referendum as a result of a state school funding framework that, while not designed to do so, really endangers the fiscal viability of some of the most successful school corporations in the state of Indiana. And that's why you're seeing many other school districts in the state taking like actions. You know, the relevant question we're asking ourselves is it worth it? I mean, is our independent school system worth preserving, at least in terms of continuing its continued ability to consistently generate excellent academic outcomes for students, help mold impactful citizens, and contribute to this community's long historical identity as a center of educational excellence? So, you know, unfortunately, this is a question that we're facing right now in the center of difficult economic circumstances for many of us. And as challenging as it is in the present environment, I really encourage everyone in this community to take a long-term view with respect to this decision. And as we're considering, or as I'm considering, our responsibilities with respect to this referendum, and if this referendum passes, our implementation of our use of the resources, we have set an objective with this tax amount that I think is determined based on a realistic goal. And there's been significant and detailed analysis done to support it. And, you know, I think we have fulfilled our responsibility in that regard. And I like to think also that we have a responsibility to encourage our legislators to address the inequities associated with the tax incidence of this local tax referendum. I think as Vicki mentioned, you know, this is the development of state legislative policy is an imperfect process. I mean, there are a lot of things that happen that are not foreseen in the future. But we also have to be, the school corporation needs to be diligent about continuing to revisit the school funding formula. There are, the federal government of the United States has passed a recent Education Reform Act that is encouraging the formation of charter schools. We're doing a lot in this nation right now to try and find successful education formulas in communities across the United States. We have one here. We have one here. So we have a valid argument to continue to push our legislators to not make excellent school corporations endangered species. And that's what's being done indirectly, not intentionally, but it's an outcome of the state funding formula. We have a valid argument. I think it is regrettable that commercial real estate owners, businesses, and their customers will bear a disproportionate amount of the burden at the outset of this referendum. I really feel that way. As we view the school corporation's present situation, we must deal with an immediate financial issues within an existing legislative framework that failed to provide property tax relief to commercial real estate owners. I understand your reactions and the basis of your objections. I really do. But we're not the only community within the state of Indiana facing this dilemma, however. And disaffected groups under the present state property tax regime should seek to change that framework. Still, at the end of the day, I strongly feel that local businesses and commercial property owners benefit significantly from a strong school corporation. So, you know, we are going to be exploring complementary funding strategies throughout the timeline of this tax referendum. The superintendent identified those. I think that we intend, you know, to formulate specific strategies and action plans, you know, to mitigate the impact of this referendum. But and I also believe that you know, we're talking a lot about accountability benchmarks and mechanisms to report upon what the requirements are going to be as we go through the timeline over the next 7 years, and how we're going to use the funds that are going to be generated from this referendum. So I support this initiative. I believe the vote on the referendum will be a watershed event in the history of West Lafayette, one way or another. You know, and it's going to be for the citizens to decide. I believe this referendum can be implemented over its time horizon in a win-win fashion for our students, families, and businesses. And I thank you for your input and for coming out this evening.
Thank you, David. Kathy? Anyone?
I think you can tell this evening that we do not take this decision lightly, and we are simply making the decision, a decision that will take this question to the public, to the shareholders in the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, the people who live in this community. It is a tough decision. It is a time-sensitive decision. The negative are the comments that we've heard tonight that talk about what an error we would be making. None of those arguments are new to us. We have looked at this long and hard and very diligently. So again, we do not take our decision lightly how we will vote this evening. Any other comments or questions?
Well, I would just like to add that, you know, as the fiduciary body of the school corporation, I personally feel that we would be sorely not upholding our responsibilities that were entrusted to us when we were elected, to not give the voters in this community, the same people that voted when they elect the school board, a direct voice in this decision. It's too important for seven people sitting up here, even if we had the right to do this, which we do not. This is a crisis that will affect everyone who lives in this community one way or the other down the road as to how we have to deal with our school funding. And so I think that, you know, my biggest feeling is this, that the voters deserve the opportunity to let their voices be heard, and that's really where I stand with us. Whatever they want is what we'll do.
Any other comments?
Yes, just one other thing. I think that many members of every member of this board is very much entwined and has a hands-on approach, have kids in school. Most of us do, or have them in school. And I can speak firsthand, and there's other members of this board that have employees of the school. My wife is employed at the school corporation. And have heard firsthand, the argument that there hasn't been hardship already on the staff, the teachers, all the way on down, is just not reality, because it has been. Not only has there not been pay increases, but also just the counting the staples, counting the paper, making sure that we can make this entire operation continue to work with less. And I think that the staff has shown us not only in the data, but also in its ability to do this in a manner that has kept a very positive, as positive as possible tone to this, has been very apparent to us. There have been cost cuts, and there has already been sacrifice by the staff that I know that members of this board deeply appreciate.
Other comments?
I'll just chime in on what Alan said. To be exact, we eliminated 34.5 positions this past year. We carved out $650,000 from our budget because we didn't have it. As a school corporation, we can't spend more than we take in. If we don't change anything and costs just rise with the rate of inflation, we're going to have a $7 million gap by 2016. From an economic approach, we can't do that. No additional local revenue means we cut more teachers and our class sizes go up by about 45%. The only other thing that I would leave you with, we have investigated options, and I can go back into this about 6 years, where we had a task force formed of community leaders, and we brainstormed and tried to come up with ways to avert this particular event. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to meet that challenge. What I will say is that we have an obligation to protect our greatest natural resource, which is our children.
Thank you. We have a question on the table. All in favor of moving forward with the referendum question resolution, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mrs. Sally, I need a signed copy of the presentation.
Is it in, do you need it now?
Yeah, I'm going to have you do a certificate and Mrs. Anderson do one too.
Okay. Want it now?
Right now or before you leave?
Get it tomorrow morning. Okay, because I am going to need it tomorrow.
We have a lot of things to sign tonight, so that, is it in this folder or you have to give it to us?
Yeah.
Oh, Kathy has it sent. Okay. It's in here.
Yeah. Touch base.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for attending. We are going to talk now about the process that will be followed in seeking this question, if you're interested in that. Brian, don't you have homework?
Doesn't have a car.
Have to walk home. Anybody want to take a quick break now? Feel free to do that.
No, it's a process.
Thank you.
Rest of you want to come up and kind of hunker around here? So few of us left. Rocky, you want to go ahead and talk about the referendum question process?
Sure. I'm recommending that the board allow me then to proceed with the following plan. Present the resolution to the Tippecanoe County Council on December 8th. Establish a Friends of West Lafayette School District with a chairperson, treasurer, and vice chair and other people as needed to move the IVA donation to the organization. Present the resolution once certified to the county council, to the election board. Grant me permission to move forward with all procedures and time necessary to implement this resolution towards a May 4th question. And grant me permission to explore the idea of creating a financial advisory committee should the voters consider this and pass the referendum question.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. All in favor of allowing our superintendent to move forward with this referendum question process, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Strategic planning action team update. We have no enclosure.
Just quickly, the action teams are continuing to meet. The short and long-term funding team actually has provided a lot of input for this referendum question concept, so I am thankful to them. And the other action teams are continuing to meet, and we're going to hopefully try to get everything done by sometime in April. I've contacted Dr. Emmerich about timing of getting her back so that we can present the action plans to the global team. So my goal is to have this all done and completed, and it's in your hands by the first board meeting of July.
So we'll meet with Dr. Emmerich at sometime in June?
Yes. May or June, whenever we can arrange your schedule. Better travel time, too. Close now.
Okay. Thank you. Item D, 2009 Tax Anticipation Warrant Rollover Borrowing, Exhibit E. One of our more interesting exhibits.
We are back to this on this year again when we have not had our property tax settlement for the first half of the year. We have to be prepared in case we don't get that settlement and don't get the second half settlement to roll over the money that we have borrowed from the Indiana Bond Bank.
And what's our interest to the Indiana Bond Bank for that?
I'm sorry?
What's our interest?
I have...
just generally. 1.79, thank you. That's all right.
Oh, you wanted to rate. I was trying to get...
No, I was going to... I was okay. Actually looking for the exact amount, but that's okay.
Roughly, we will probably be paying a little over $100,000 in interest. We have to pay the interest anyway, even if we roll over the loans.
That is
one good thing in this process, the bond bank is underwriting $3,000 of the cost It has nothing to do with interest. That's just the process and cost. We would only pay $500 if we do not need to roll over any money. If the decision will come December 30th, I think is my drop dead date because of having to do electronic transfers. They will refund back $250 of the $500 fee. So that would be our best case scenario. Worst case is that we do not receive a settlement and we do have to roll over up to $4.5 million. I do need to request your approval in the form of a resolution, which is in the packet for signature, and also permission to advertise. If you do approve the rollover borrowing, I only need to advertise twice the following two Thursdays in the newspaper. So I request your approval to move forward with this borrowing if necessary.
Move approval. Second.
By Mr. Gannett. Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Go ahead. Discussion. I'm sorry, Karen.
Do you know any timeline on when we might get some money?
Well, we did get some money last Wednesday. We got about $1.5 million, and I anticipate that we may have to go ahead and pay that back to the bond bank. With all of this teetering and not knowing, they may just say, just hold it and pay us back all at once because it's a nuisance for them to prepare the documents. I have been told that hopefully after the due date for the second payment, which is coming up in the next couple of weeks, that we might get the first half settled, which would bring us around $4 million, excuse me. The second half, I don't anticipate settlement until January, late January probably. Earlier be great, but I just don't have a crystal ball.
So this is comparable to what happened to us last year?
Very similar. Yes.
Any idea when they're going to get on a consistent cycle?
Well, I know that the next payment that is due is all going to be processed in their new software, which is supposed to be better than half and half, which is what the first one was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're seeing things improve, but I'd say they're cautiously optimistic that things are going to go well with this.
So you think the next year we'll see delays similar to this year?
It's just really hard to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if there'll be any changes in personnel in that office. I'm not sure if it comes and goes at one time.
Connie, did you say that last year that expense was over $100,000, the interest?
Last year it was closer to around $400,000.
Okay, so if we collected the
for
tax...
For 2008, you mean?
Yeah.
2008, right.
Well, I understand, right. But if we got these collections on time, we wouldn't have to
You'd still have to borrow some money. We would be paying 6 months of interest.
Right, just because of that time difference.
Exactly.
Which is a question that should be handled at the state level. I mean, that it's ridiculous that the school corporations have to pay this much money in interest. It's just ridiculous.
And this does come out of the general fund, right?
No.
Debt service
pays in.
But it's worth noting it's not a state delay. It is a delay
in
the county assessment of
property tax
corporation. Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
Actually, from our state, the state support that we get, we don't get to borrow that much against our general fund. We borrowed around $800,000 this year against general fund. The rest was capital projects, debt service, and transportation.
Right. But is it a state law that determines how this money is repaid in the time?
No. It's more of it was a delay in the assessment of our county. It's a county level issue. It's not the state. It is.
Cannot the state pass a law that forces counties to deal with this on time?
They have deadlines established for things that are supposed to happen on a certain time.
But it's a county level issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? Motion on the table to move forward with the tax anticipation warrant rollover borrowing. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay, same sign. Motion passes. High school construction change orders. Connie?
Change of subject. We need to approve two change orders. Both of these are reduction in change orders that are, one, about $650 was related to us having to, the school appropriation having to purchase products that were normally going to be purchased by the contractor. About $400 is due to using existing materials in the building, so that is a true dollar savings. The last change order of about $5,700 again relates to the school having to purchase items for the construction. This is all related to the high school classroom remodel, but these do not increase our costs at all in the project. These are reductions. So I would recommend you approve these two change orders that were in that. And again, these are both for the high school classroom remodel project.
So moved.
Second.
Sorry, Doc. So, Alan and Don. It was all kind of together there.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Rausch, that we approve the high school construction change orders. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. QSCB resolutions, disclosure of qualified school construction bond, item G in your packet.
Late in the summer, Dr. Killian began the process of application for the qualified school construction bond. We were awarded approval to proceed with that process. Has slowed down a little bit. There aren't a lot of buyers for these bonds right now. They are, the buyer of the bonds receives a tax credit, but that's just not real appealing right now for people who would buy these types of bonds. So the bond bank has been working on a new process, which will cost a little bit of interest, very minimal amount of interest. They do expect to be able to sell the bonds the end of December. I am requesting approval for the final documents related to that sale of the bonds. We would anticipate receiving the $1.638 million early in January, be my estimation.
Thank you. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Springer, that we move ahead with the qualified school construction bond, as indicated by Connie. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. Motion carries. Parking lot rental. Allocation of funds, Connie. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm on a roll. Each year, the high school parking lot is rented to Purdue for home football games at a cost of $12,600 to Purdue. Per the requirements of the State Board of Accounts, in order for the school corporation to allow this money to flow through the extracurricular activities accounts, the board must approve that. Send in your packet a list of the distribution of how that money will be allocated to clubs and groups and then also to scholarships. That list was in the board packet.
Right.
I recommend that we do this again. We've done this the last several years. It had always been a practice, and this is the proper way to handle the distribution.
The scholarships that they give, that these groups give. We need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Rausch.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Marley. Questions? Does the student council decide, have input on how this money is distributed?
Yes, all of it.
Okay.
That was my question. Who decides and how is it?
I see the freshman, sophomore, junior class, and the band, and then these other groups. How is that decided? That's all I want to know. I'm assuming they have input.
The faculty advisors that work with them, and also the guidance offices responsible for this.
Okay, we don't want to second guess that.
Scholarship portion.
Okay.
Does it rotate between groups?
I believe it has in the past. Mm-hmm. That's why we ask for a new list every year to see how the money allocates funds.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion on the table to move forward with the allocation of funds with reference to the parking lot rental at Purdue. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. QSCB energy contract exhibits I-1 and I-2.
At your place is information from Dan Schuster's group. What I'm interested in pursuing with him, I really trust Dan and what he brings to our school district. As you might recall, he just did some hedging of gas, which saved us $56,000 in projected cost over the course of the next year. And I think that going through what we went through with the high school, mm-hmm. and just having hodgepodge type of let's try to put this in and let's put this in without any strategic planning, without any type of oversight with regard to someone who has a great deal of knowledge on energy savings and engineering and getting all systems to cooperate and work together. I'm real interested in using the QSAP funding and not to exceed $30,000, using Dan's group to help us with the three-phase project that, or three phases that he has within his proposal. And that would be with the understanding, and I told Dan and his group this yesterday, that if the board were to approve it, the expectation would be that we want constant updates, constant monitoring of how this is developing and what they're doing, what they're working on. And so they have agreed to come next board meeting and do a presentation, and we would keep that going so you're aware of their progress and what they're trying to do. Because I think that if you see what they're coming up with and what they're trying to accomplish to help us drive down energy costs and at the same time ensuring efficiency and ensuring that we have a backbone system where everything's connected and works together, I think we'll all feel a lot more comfortable about doing something like this so that we don't get into a similar situation with, should it be a centrifuge chiller or a screw chiller? I don't want to
Don't go there.
Don't call that. Yeah, I know. But I'm trying to keep us out of that. And so what I like about this concept is we don't have an architect selling a program or connecting with a colleague that he uses, and they come in and bring something that may not connect well to our current systems. We have someone that's somewhat independent that can really guide us, that give us the expertise that we need to do a really good job. Because in the end, if we do this well, we'll get the return on this investment. This investment, the entire QSAP funding with the energy reduction, will come back to help us and relieve, hopefully, some CPF dollars in utilities.
I think Dan has alluded to all of this when we talked with him at the work session. So we do need a motion.
Move approval of the QSCP energy contract as presented.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, seconded by Mrs. Anderson, that we approve the QSCB energy contract as presented. Discussion?
So would they be working directly with Larry?
Yes. They'll be working with Larry and with our group, and they just had engineers in yesterday or day before going through all of our buildings and looking at all of our systems. And so they would be working very closely with him.
Any other questions?
David? I discussed this with Rocky earlier, but it sounds like they may deal with this next week. But for a $30,000 project, I was curious if the phases were not concurrent and they were consecutive, that they could break those phases up, you know, into three distinct projects, in effect, and that we knew that we were committing to $10,000 or $15,000.
You mean the initiatives that they have listed here?
Right.
I did ask him that question, David, and he thinks there may be a little bit of overlap, but he thinks it would be somewhat sequential, but there may be some overlap as the work gets started.
They may go over their project plan in a little greater detail next week. Is that a fair assumption?
Say that again.
They may go over a project plan in greater detail next week.
Yes.
Thanks.
We have a motion on the table. All in favor of moving forward with the energy contract signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Some conference that Rocky wants to go to. in Indianapolis.
Yes, well.
He's going to travel a long distance.
Yeah, I just want to go to Indianapolis for the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents so I can hear Dr. Larry DeBoer give his state of the state financial
Once
address
again.
Again.
Okay.
But there's supposed to be some news about the potential of a new education budget cut starting January, up to 3%. And if they do that, that's about $400,000 to $500,000 that we did not anticipate out of general fund.
If they do that, you have to stay down there. We can't afford to bring you back.
Yeah.
Somebody have to go down and get you.
Yeah, I just want to go there and capture the meeting, capture the information, and then come back on Thursday. And then, you know, I'm not staying the night or anything or staying for the dinner. I'm going to just go down and get the data and come back and then try to figure out with Connie what we need to do next. Maybe we have to start selling chairs.
Again. All in favor of allowing Rocky to go on this? Well, we need a motion. Need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Marley. We allow Rocky to go on this field trip. All
Larry,
in favor?
Larry, when are you speaking? Friday?
Friday.
Early morning?
No.
7:30 a.m.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. You can go, Rocky.
Thank you.
Appointment to the Indiana Cooperative Library Sciences Authority, which is pretty services, which is pretty standard but really important for our library system.
It is, and Betty Lynn has submitted this. We do this renewal.
Item J.
And I'm recommending that we again renew this for Betty Lynn and for our library services.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer. All in favor? Oh, discussion? Let's discuss this library stuff. No. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Didn't mean to rush it. But we are on item K. Another field trip. This involves the debate team.
And they haven't left yet, so I'm recommending approval that they be allowed to go. December 12th, party Friday, December 11th, returning Saturday, December 12th. Chesterton, Indiana.
That was Aaron. Aaron is still here. He's waiting with bated breath. Waiting with bated breath to see if we allow this field trip to occur.
Wasn't there a Cutler that used to be quarterback at Chesterton?
Need a motion.
No, I think his dad. It was his dad, wasn't it? Ben Cutler's dad?
Oh, Jake Cutler's dad.
Yes. Or Jake Cutler.
Graduate of Chester High School.
Need a motion.
You're losing control.
I'm losing. No control. Need a motion. Move approval. Thank you, Mrs. Roush. Seconded by.
Second.
Mrs. Springer. Now the discussion. Everybody just chime in. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. They may go.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Approval of meeting dates, item M.
This is standard fare.
It's M. It says L, but is that right, M?
It's M. Standard fare every other Wednesday.
I am going to be out of the state in on January 20th, but I am perfectly fine with Alan running the meeting.
So we'll try to get back into work sessions and do some work.
Okay. We don't have to approve them. It's just kind of informational.
You should approve them so that we can publish them.
Let's approve them, somebody.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Marley that we approve these dates, seconded by Mrs. Anderson. Now is there discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Personnel report.
Recommending all the names on the personnel report be approved.
This is item N.
Move approval.
Second.
Brock is staying busy.
Mm-hmm. Brock.
Well, we were thinking about that, but we will bring the football team in at a later date.
And then dribble in or something for that basketball.
I just didn't think this would be an appropriate night to do something.
I think you're right. I agree. Discussion of the personnel report. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Personnel report is approved. Accounts payable. Let's see if we're going to pay our bills. I was busy, Brad, looking at this Best Western thing. And
I'm sorry.
What is that? But I knew it wasn't. It was
Best Western.
That's third house.
Lodging.
I know.
Lodging expense.
I take responsibility for that one.
Interesting.
I make a recommendation we pay our bills.
Move approval.
Second.
You're on.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Karpik. Discussion.
He's at peace.
You're at peace with this now? No questions at all?
So wow.
Brad is usually our question man when it comes to this. And look, Connie's at the ready over there.
I know. There weren't that many alcohol things.
I know. We didn't have snakes or mice or
I told Brian this would be a big, exciting part of the meeting. Yeah.
I know. Well, I did want to look at the Best Western Motel is on here, and I thought, what is that?
But it was, his headset off.
He was ready. Okay, further discussion? All in favor of paying our bills, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We will pay them. Information to the board. There's going to be a survey. People are going to send me questions, and then we get to be in a pool to make $250. So that will help a lot. Information I've received.
Oh.
So then I have John's to-do list on the back. Any other information to the board that we need? Community Council?
Meet next week.
The board teacher discussion?
We do.
Dottie?
Yeah. Mostly what we discussed was the referendum question.
Okay. Yeah. Mary Beth, can you think of any other thing that's that we need?
We just discussed the QSP, the
I forgot my notes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the referendum.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate greatly the support of the staff. It's been overwhelming, and I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Finance strategic planning, you've already talked about that. Foundation? Glass? That me? Health and wellness, we don't think we have that anymore. High ability? Karen?
Hasn't met yet.
Okay. Legislative liaison.
Hey, we start in January.
Get down there and beat the bushes.
We've got some legislation written, so we're going to keep you updated.
On the complexity formula, hopefully.
Yep.
Negotiations, I don't think anything. Neighborhood coalition.
Hasn't been
no meeting. Park board.
We're well into winter activities with the opening of the ice rink last Friday. Second and third grade basketball programs are ongoing.
Okay. Did Lauren make it to the opening of the ice rink? Or is her the New Year Day? Okay. Public relations. I think we've been relating with the public a lot lately with the forums, and I'd like to commend us all for doing that. Rocky especially. West Lafayette Purdue Community Partnership, no meetings. City Council, redevelopment.
As far as the, because I missed the last meeting, the track is going as planned, actually. It looks really nice. And the ice skating rink has been opened up, so.
Okay. Public Schools Foundation, I haven't been to a meeting yet. I think it's in the future. And safe routes to school. Do we have that anymore?
Same.
I don't think so. That's the same. Okay. One-time revenue source. Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. All right. Talk to us, Brian. Nothing? Future meetings, Wednesday, November 18th.
No,
I'm sorry.
December 16th.
Where is this? Mine says November 18th.
Version are you reading?
Look at this.
Yeah. It also said L when it was supposed to be M.
I know. It's Ellen. December when?
16th.
I thought that sounded funny. It's not going to be...
use mine.
There'll
Thank
be a
you.
Small...
a work
there'll
session.
Be a, there'll be a short, regular board meeting because we're going to have some business we're going to need to take care of.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll move into a work session.
Okay. And then Wednesday, December... Oh, now I have... No, Wednesday... executive session following. We're going to talk about evaluation of a certain administrator. Wednesday, January 6th, a regular board meeting, 6:30, Floyd Administration Center.
Whoa. Helen's honking me. Helen's honking me, is that right?
Well, here I have them correct, but I didn't on this packet in my house, so. I'd love to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mr. Karpik. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.
Sign your papers, everyone.